Dr. Schneider dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Alan Stoffels, S-T-O-E-F-F-E-L-S. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 5/14/24, Mr. Stoffels performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the elation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no significant airways obstruction or bronchial activity period compared to a prior study dated 1/10/24. There's been slight improvement in the forced vital capacity period to paragraph impression normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Eddie Lawing, L-A-W-I-N-G. This goes to Dr. Ford. On 5/14/24, Mr. Lawing performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial activity period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/1/24, there's been no change period to paragraph impression normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Ann, A-N-N-E, Terminiello, T-E-R-M-I-N-I-E-L-L-O. This goes to Christina Burton. On 5/14/24, Mrs. Terminiello performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulation, her glomerular saturation was 96% period. Patient did achieve 162 meters in 6 minutes. And saturation at the end of the study was 93% period. She did pause at 3 minutes and 33 seconds for about 1 minute due to fatigue and shortness of breath period. The paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Kennedy. This goes to Connie Hinnant, H-I-N-N-A-N-T, F-N-P. On 5/14/24, Mr. Kennedy performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. And there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was an improved effort normalizing the forced vital capacity without significant change in flow rates period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/21/23, there's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Sorry, with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Tina Hewitt, H-E-W-E-T-T. This goes to Dr. Sheetsley, S-H-E-A-T-S-L-E-Y. On 5/14/24, Mrs. Hewitt performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her glomerular saturation was 98% period. The patient walked 403 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 95% period. The paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Wilbur Williams. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 5/14/24, Mr. Williams performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction period. Although the air velocity index was less than 1 comma, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a poor effort period compared to a prior study dated 10/31/23. There's been improvement period to paragraph impression, moderate restriction without airways obstruction without bronchial reactivity showing some improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Marguerite Grimm, G-R-I-M-M. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 5/14/24, Mrs. Grimm performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/25/23, there's been no significant change, period, to paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing no significant change. Thank you. I have two more. EKGs on patients. Loretta Roshen, R-O-S-H-E-N. On 5/14/24, Mrs. Roshen performed a 12-lead EKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. Axis is normal. There's some inverted or flattened T waves from V1 through V4, which may indicate prior anterior wall damage. Period and paragraph compression, normal sinus rhythm, possible anterior wall prior damage. Next, 12-lead EKG on patient Lynn Snyder. This on 5/14/24, Mrs. Snyder performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the OH of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. QRS complex is normal. T waves normal. Paragraph impression, normal EKG, period. Thank you.